live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrow.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Sarah Hawker is the head teacher at Park Street Primary School, who recently opened a new outdoor learning area. I spoke to Sarah earlier and I started by asking her if she'd give us a bit of a background on whereabouts Park Street Primary School is.
Well, it's situated more or less in the centre of the city of Cambridge, right in the middle of the colleges and on the edge of Jesus Green. It's a very small school, a Victorian school that was built in about 1877 and was opened by Church Schools of Cambridge to educate the poorer children of Cambridge, along with six other schools, which now have become only four schools, which are owned by the Church Schools of Cambridge. So we are a state school, we are a church school, but we're also the buildings are owned by Church Schools of Cambridge, who give us little bits of extra finance for various projects and have kind of overall responsibility for the buildings.
So you've decided to kind of upgrade, if you like, your outdoor area to make it more of a learning area. When did you decide to do this and how were the funds raised?
That was actually decided about 18 months ago, which was before I was appointed. The funds were raised using some of our sport premium money from a previous year when we were allowed to use it for capital spending, but also the PTA fundraised to put some extra money towards it. And we also had a 10% grant from Church Schools of Cambridge. However, that still wasn't really enough to provide what we needed for the children. So we've had to be very resourceful at gathering equipment that could be recycled for different uses. For example, we've got pallets that we've sanded down and painted and made into a stage area, various things like that, so that we make the absolute best use of the money, really.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting and different as well. And also getting the children involved, which must be fun. So what did you do, or how did you decide on what you were going to have in this learning area outside?
I think to start off with, we just wanted to make the area look much more attractive for the children so that they would be desperate to get out there and learn. Most of the space previously was just taken up with a very large climbing frame, which was slowly decaying. So a lot of money had to go on the removal of that, the removal of the surfacing. And then we wanted a selection of different textures for the surfacing. So we've got some AstroTurf, some squidgy tarmac and some kind of felt, blue felt area as well to make that look attractive before we even put any equipment or anything else on the site. A large amount of the money actually had to go on those things, on clearing the site, clearing the old things and creating the new background, really.
And so what other things are there? Are those sort of zoned areas, or what areas do you have within your outdoor learning environment?
Well, we do have zoned areas, but they're very flexible so that they can move with whatever the children's enthusiasms are and the learning that's taking place, particularly for foundation in their continuous provision. We had quite a large playhouse in the area as well as this climbing frame, which we were thinking of just demolishing and replacing, but the cost was so extortionate of doing that that actually we looked at it and decided that we could take the front off it. And it was quite unsafe because it had a first floor, which is quite unusual, and a little ladder in there. So if the children went in there, you couldn't see them, and then they were, you know, likely to fall down. So they took the front off. We took all of that inside stuff out of it, and we've renamed it the Adventure Shed, and it's been re-roofed and, you know, patched up a little bit, and it looks as good as new, actually. So that was a really good way of recycling what we already had.
I was just about to say, if that's not showing good recycling, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
And do the children use this all day?
They do use it all day, yes. So in the morning, it's set up with various learning activities for them to explore. Then it's more play-based a bit in the afternoon, really, because it is used for the playtime for all of Key Stage 1 for a little bit in the afternoon. But what seems to have happened, actually, is that the older children that are in Year 2 who go out there for their playtime now get involved in the learning activities that are set up there rather than kind of running around. So it's been absolutely wonderful for them. And we've got quite a lot of sort of recycled planks and tyres and crates, so they can build kind of walkways and stepping stones and all sorts of things like that, which the year two children obviously love doing just as much as the younger children.
I was going to say, so it's, is it free indoor and outdoor for the foundation and reception, or foundation stage, I should say? And then is it the others just use it at their playtimes?
That's right, yeah. We were a bit concerned about that, about whether the older ones would come out and disturb the kind of learning activities, but it's been the other way around, actually, that they've got involved in, you know, some of the learning that's been going on for reception. And because we're such a small school, we really value that interaction between different year groups. So we already have mixed age classes, so it's just really important to us that they get to know children that are in other classes and interact with them, which has been quite difficult over COVID, really, because one of our things that we've always done every year is that the reception children have a buddy in class four, which is year five and six, and then they have a little bit of buddy time on a Friday afternoon where they do some kind of learning activity together. So it might be making a picture or learning about a story or singing a song or doing some drama, but with the older children. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that because we have to keep the children in separate bubbles at the moment. So at least having that space that reception up to year two is sharing, we're managing to get that interaction a little bit between the classes.
Well, that sounds really good. And also, I'm guessing that gives them much more constructive play than, like you say, just running around.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, at lunchtime, they go to Jesus Green. So Key Stage 1 goes separately from Key Stage 2, and they're walked down with teachers and TAs who stay there with them, obviously, but they have plenty of space there to explore a bit more independently and, you know, can play under the trees and collect sticks and leaves and all that kind of thing. So they do have that free play opportunity in a big space. But when they're on site in Park Street, it's really nice that they've got things that can help them with their learning and develop other skills.
That sounds like a best of both worlds to me. And so during this recent COVID crisis, how are you coping generally in the school? And also, has this learning area outside, I'm guessing, must have helped?
We're coping really, really well. I think because we're a small school and a small community, we managed even during lockdown to keep everybody feeling part of the school. So we offered live sessions almost every day for the children to see their teachers and interact with a story or a lesson. So I think that really helped. We kept an eye on who was attending those and made sure that we made contact with anybody who wasn't and tried to draw them in over that period of time. So I think because we kept that community going and kept it together, when we all came back in September, there was that sort of great relief for actually being back together. And all the children have been so positive and so pleased to be back at school that that's been brilliant. And I think the outdoor classroom has kind of been the icing on the cake, really. But because they've got so much more space now to do their learning in, the classroom itself is quite small. And obviously, we're not able to social distance with children at that age, but we still like to be able to spread them out as much as possible. So it has been brilliant having that extra learning space for them. And we encourage them out into it as much as possible. So they've all got waterproof trousers and all bring coats so that if at all possible, I mean, there have been possibly 2 days since September when they haven't been able to go out because it really has been torrential rain. But most of the other days they've been out there because they desperately want to get out there and
they're not worried about a little bit of rain or a little bit of cold. Absorbed. Oh, that's really interesting. A great thing. I'm so pleased that you've managed to get it all done and it's been so useful this year. Thank you very much, Sarah, and good luck with the school and everything going on this
year. Thank you very much for inviting me to talk about it.
Cambridge 105 Radio.